At Christmas time, it seems everyone has a holiday show, but on December 21st, you can hear Christmas music with a very different twist. Instead of dreaming about a white Christmas, it's toes in the sand, balmy breezes, and a quick visit to the tropics, if only in your dreams. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Elaine Deal in the studio with Scotty McAvoy of the Sunburners. And together with his partner, Mark Becknell of the Queen City Silver Stars, they are the Merry Gentlemen, here to talk about the Island Christmas holiday. Scotty, welcome and aloha.
Thank you very much, Elaine. It's good to see you. Thanks for having me.
So, Scott, this is the second annual Island Christmas holiday. Who came up with this idea?
Well, it first started about a year and a half ago. Mark and I have known each other for about 3 years now. We started working together as percussion instructors in the area. We both play steel drums, and we found out in the holiday times the weather got colder and people were missing our steel drum music. We didn't play too much in the colder months. So we came up with this concept of brightening up the holidays, warming the holidays up, with a steel drum influenced Christmas concert. We first opened it up to friends and family members last year, and they loved it so much, they said, you guys should open this up to the community at large and, you know, invite more people. So that's what we did, and that's kind of the genesis of Island Christmas Holiday. The holiday part of the title harkens to escaping from the humdrum of the holidays and getting away from the colder weather of Cincinnati and, you know, warming yourselves up in the sands of the Caribbean.
I can imagine that there's not a lot of steel drum gigs just because of space. You guys play outside most of the time, don't you?
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah. So, and that harkens to kind of the different styles of bands in the area.
So we talked about how this is the second annual Island Christmas holiday. The Merry Gentlemen, as you've dubbed your partnership. It just sounds like folks that you'd want to hang out with at Christmas time or really any time. This has got to be some of the happiest music in the world, performed in the happiest style known to man. Describe some of what we'll hear on December 21st.
Right. So the Merry Gentlemen combines musicians from both of our musician groups, myself and Mark. And we have all sorts of instruments. So I play the steel drums. Mark plays ukulele and also steel pan. And then Nick Sebastian is a guitar player from the Sunburners, and he sings as well. Joe Bishop's on bass, and Mike Johns is on drums. And then we have two fantastic auxiliary instrument players. Dusty Bryan is a keyboard player, and Chris Urbacher is bringing some pedal steel to the concert. So you really get tons of flavors from all around the world. The steel pan from the Caribbean, and then a little more of the pedal steel harkens to the Hawaiian style, and the ukulele that Mark's going to bring as well. So you get a good flavor of all the styles of island music. And then the repertoire we cover is very diverse. We do a solemn arrangement of O Holy Night. And on that tune, we kind of bear down to the an acoustic version of instrumentation. And my lovely wife, Sarah McAvoy, she plays violin. So she's going to join us on that tune. And just ukulele, steel pan, and violin. And then we do a full ranges from that to a full soca medley of all your island holiday favorites. So sing along to Deck the Halls, sing along to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, all that good stuff.
And define soca.
So soca is a traditional style of music from Trinidad. It combines soul music and calypso, soca.
You can't go wrong there.
You cannot go wrong there. And a lot of people don't know the name soca, but as soon as you hear it, you say, ah, I know soca. I've danced to soca before. It has that infectious drum rhythm that makes you want to dance. And then combine it with the steel drums and then combine it with Christmas music, you can't go wrong.
And also joining the Merry Gentlemen this year, the Young People's Choral Collective and a few other guests, even Santa Claus himself.
Yes, yes. So big shout out to Kellyanne, Megan, and Chuck at YPCC. We love them. I play percussion with them on a regular basis for their concerts. It's a great community choir in Cincinnati. They do a great job. So 4 or 8 of theirs, a certain number of their carol singers are going to join us on stage for the sing-along. They're going to do 20 minutes on their own to entertain the crowd. All their other choir members are invited to join, too. They're going to be there having a good time at the concert.
And some other special guests
right.
going to be joining you?
How could I forget? So we have a certain someone in our musical family is a fantastic drummer, and he also has a very long beard. So we said, you know what? We're going to get a Santa outfit and put you in behind the drum set. And you're not going to know when it's going to happen during the show, but at some point Santa will kick our drummer off of the drums and take over for a song or two. So I don't think you see that anywhere else in town.
My guest is Scotty McAvoy, steel drum player with this really popular Cincinnati band, the Sunburners, talking about the Island Christmas holiday, and the show is on December 21st. Let's do the details. When, where, how did they get tickets?
All right, my favorite part. So it's at the church in Oakley. It's on 34th Avenue. So not 34th Street, but we're going to kind of fudge it. We can, you know, Miracle on 34th Street. It just worked out
close
that
enough.
Way. Yeah, it's a block north of Oakley Square. So right behind Habits. You can walk there to the after party at OPG if you want to or anything like that. The exact address is 4117 34th Avenue. The doors open at 7. The show starts at 7:30. You can purchase tickets through eventbrite.com. Just get on that website and search for Island Christmas Holiday. We're the only event in the world, I think, called Island Christmas Holiday. I've done my research. Or at thesunburners.com, which is my band's website. There's a link there to buy tickets as well.
Refreshments?
Refreshments are provided with your ticket purchase. We do accept donations for the bar, but beer and wine are provided.
And what about the dress code?
Dress code, ugly sweaters if you want to. If not, you know, it's a laid-back event. Bring your friends and family. Your kids are welcome. It's all ages, so come on out.
Sounds like a really fun group, and you guys get together and have a great time. But you're serious about your music. You're all trained musicians. Tell me a little bit about each band, that some of the people who are in it, and your other or past lives as musicians.
Mm-hmm. Well, so my band, the Sunburners, we've been playing together professionally since about 2012 or 11. Funny story about the Sunburners. We all went to college together at Northern Kentucky University. And we're all drummers, is the joke that we always tell. We met in the percussion studio there.
So you're people who hang out with musicians.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And we said, you know what? No one's going to hang out with us. So we just should start hanging out with ourselves, start our own band. So we all branched out to some other instrument and, you know, started figuring out what we could do as a band to make ourselves stand out and find music that we really enjoyed playing. And I have a great background in steel pan and world music. So I started playing steel drums 2008. And then, so with the Sunburners, we travel during the summer times. We go up to Put-in Bay to entertain. We've been as far south as Charleston, South Carolina. We did a tour there 2 years ago. So that band is a working band, is what I call it. But, you know, we love to play that music, and I get to play steel drums for a living, which isn't a bad thing, I don't think. And then the other band, Mark Becknell's band, Queen City Silver Stars, is a band that I discovered 3 years ago. They've been around a little bit longer than that. They have a few albums. He does more original music, influenced by, you know, the traditional music of Trinidad and Tobago, folk style music, and he also has a Midwestern flavor to his music. So when I first heard them live, I was like, I said, why haven't I found this band before? This is my new favorite band in town. So I kind of fangirled them for a little bit. And then Mark and I ended up working together at Walnut Hills High School, and I told him how much I liked his band, and then, you know, it kind of blossomed from there.
Where do these reggae and calypso arrangements come from? Are you guys writing your own?
Yeah, we get influences from everywhere. So every time I hear a Christmas tune that I like, if it's not necessarily in the reggae style or calypso style, I bookmark it. I say, I'm going to put that in my list of things to listen to or steal from or, you know, all that stuff. Mark is, like I said, he does a lot of originals. And he is, there's an artist in Trinidad, Lord Kitchener, who's a famous calypsonian from Trinidad. And a lot of Mark's stuff is influenced from him. So we combine our influences and we kind of make the arrangements ourselves and, you know, get input from the guys in the band as we rehearse them and put them together.
Talking about the Island Christmas Holiday, there's also an Island adaptation of Twas the Night Before Christmas, I understand.
Mm-hmm. So the show opens, we call it White Christmas, my favorite movie, meets A Prairie Home Companion in the Caribbean. So it's not just, here's a song, have yourself a merry little Christmas, right into another song. We entertain. We open the show with Mark and I reading a funny adaptation of Twas the Night Before Christmas with music behind us. And we introduce the band members one by one during it and really engage the audience. So it's not just a typical concert where you sit there and listen. You get to be part of it. You could sing along. We invite you to be a part of it. You can, of course, talk to others while we're performing. We want everyone to have a good time.
I was going to ask you if you think this will become a regular event, but I can't see it not becoming.
Yeah. And this is just the beginning, is what we like to say. You know, we put a lot of work into it over the past 2 years, and we're hoping it picks up steam as, you know, it rolls on, and then maybe we'll do Island Christmas Holiday in New York in 5 years or something like that. You never know.
Everybody needs a break from the hustle and bustle of the busy holiday season. The Merry Gentlemen invite you to escape the humdrum with some steel drum and bask in the warmth of the uplifting sounds of the Caribbean as they present a unique new tradition in Cincinnati, Island Christmas Holiday, Thursday night, December 21st at The Church in Oakley, 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
My guest has been Scotty McAvoy with the Sunburners. Ugly Christmas sweaters are welcome. Bring your singing voices.
Yep. Get ready to have a good holiday time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Elaine.
For Local Exposure, I'm Elaine Deal.